That was a very pretty song. Thank you for that. And as I was listening to it, I thought of the scripture that says that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And I think about that, and the Lord's name is worthy of our reverence. And hopefully we come here because we reverence the Lord and we recognize that He has prepared a time for us to be fed. And that's what we come here for this evening. So I'd ask that you would prepare your hearts to receive the message that my great uncle Jim would bring to us.
Thank you, Adam. This evening, as I endeavored to put this sermon together, I found that, and I got it all put together, it's not going to be a sermon. It's going to be a sermonette, truly. And I'm not going to say too much. I'm going to let the scriptures that I read get to the point that I want to get across to you. Not my thoughts, the scriptures. And what I'm going to speak about this evening, you'll find that I just picked a few of the scriptures about this subject that mentions it. The scriptures are full from one end to the other about my subject. And my subject this evening is prayer. And why do we need it in our lives? Webster tells us that prayer is a humble entreaty addressed to God, and also that any spiritual communication with God. We find in the scriptures from the beginning to the end in both of our books that there were those who relied on prayer for many different things in their lives. We see in the scriptures that Jesus communicated with His Father through prayer. And we can read in 2 Nephi 13, verse 15 says, follow Him and do the things which you see Him do. So we see that He set the example for us. In 3 Nephi, 8th chapter, page 651, verses 47 to 49, tells us this. He tells us, Jesus tells us this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among the people who do repent, and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And again in 2 Nephi, go to page 164, chapter 14. I'll read two verses. If ye would hearken unto the Spirit that teacheth a man to pray, ye would know that ye must pray, For the evil spirit teacheth not a man to pray, but teacheth him that he must not pray. But behold, I say unto you, that ye must pray always, and not faint, that ye must not perform anything unto the Lord, save it in the first place that ye shall pray unto the Father in the name of Christ, that he will consecrate thy performance unto thee, that thy performance may be to the welfare of thy soul. We know that the devil himself knows the power of prayer. He don't like prayer in any way, shape, or form. And that's why he tries to teach us not to pray, as the scriptures just said. Because he knows that if we believe in prayer and we pray, that he has no hold on us at all, in any way, shape, or form. Now let's go to Alma, 16th chapter, page 430. I'm going to read the 219 to 222, and then jump over to 238. Alma 16. Yea, humble yourselves and continue in prayer unto him. Cry unto him when ye are in your fields, yea, over all your flocks. Cry unto him in your houses, yea, over all your household, both morning, midday, and evening. Yea, cry unto him against the power of your enemies. Yea, cry unto him against the devil, who is the enemy to all righteousness. Cry unto him over the crops of your field, that ye may prosper in them. Cry over the flocks of your fields, that they may increase. But this is not all. Ye must pour out your souls in your closets and your secret places, in your wildernesses. Yea, and when ye do not cry unto the Lord, let your hearts be full drawn out in prayer unto him continually for your welfare, and also for the welfare of those who are around you. Now we know that we have many things to pray about that doesn't talk about crops or flocks or that we don't have nowadays. But we have just as many things that we need to go to him with as they had. Going down to 238. And that ye live in thanksgiving daily for the many miracles and blessings which he doth bestow upon you. And I also exhort you, my brethren, that ye be watchful unto prayer continually, that we may not be led away by the temptations of the devil, that he may not overpower you, that ye may not become his subjects in the last day. For behold, he rewardeth you no good. Now let's go to page 652, 3rd Nephi, 8th chapter. 3rd Nephi, 8th chapter, we're going to start in the 51st verse. For Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore ye must pray always unto the Father in my name. And whosoever shall speak shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it will be given unto you. Verse 52. Pray in your families unto the Father. Always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do. We've already covered that two or three times in just a few scriptures that I have read. And as I said at the beginning, I've just touched a few. The scriptures are full. They're just a drop in the bucket of what praying every day needs to be in our life. We need to pray for everything that affects us and has influence on us in every day of our lives. If we think that prayer has no place in our everyday lives, then we must not be reading the scriptures. Or we do not have faith in what we read in the scriptures. If prayer is not important to each of us every day of our life, then why did the Lord find it necessary to put it in the scriptures so many times? The word pray or prayer appears in the scriptures 355 times. If it's there 355 times, it must be important. Let's go to Alma. It's just short, I'll read it. Alma 10:28. First part of that verse. But ye would humble yourself before the Lord and call on his name, his holy name, and watch and pray continually that ye may not be tempted above that which you can bear, and thus be led by the Holy Spirit, having faith on the Lord. Now I told you that this was just a sermonette, and I wasn't going to keep you long. I'm going to read one more scripture in closing. I think that the few scriptures that I have brought forth, though, without a shadow of a doubt, tell us that prayer in our everyday lives is necessary, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm going to read the first part of Alma, 10th chapter, Alma 28. But ye would humble yourselves before the Lord and call on his holy name and watch and pray continually, that ye are not tempted above that which you would bear. I had read that already, didn't I? Okay, let's go to 2 Nephi, 6th chapter. Page 112, 103rd verse. 2 Nephi 6, 103rd verse. Behold, my brethren, remember the words of your God. Pray unto him continually by day, and give thanks to his holy name by night. Remember, we can pray over everything that we do in our life. Without God, we are nothing. We need his guidance and his direction in every aspect of our lives. if we can't pray about it, we should not allow it in our activities of our daily lives. We need to pray continually and ask directions in all things that we do. Thank you for your time, a few minutes. May God be with us always, is my prayer. Thank you.